Ce modèle, either you eat or you drink. Either you fry it or you boil it. Either you call me or you send me a message. Nous avons aussi entendu Métou marchander avec la vendeuse de poissons. Écoutez les expressions qu'elles ont utilisées. How much for this set of three? I can't afford that. I'll take them for 3,000 francs. Vous aussi, vous pouvez les utiliser dans vos marchandages. Par exemple, how much for these shoes? This plane ticket is too expensive. Nous avons entendu la vendeuse de poissons et sa cliente. Vous avez répondu à des questions et entendu comment marchander. Vous avez vu comment exprimer une option avec soit, swap ou either or en anglais et les expressions utilisées dans un marché. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Dans cette leçon, Martin Lerner va rencontrer plusieurs personnes dans un bar ou dans un restaurant. Ils vont apprendre à se connaître à l'aide de miettes de conversation, c'est-à-dire en parlant à bâton rompu de tout et de rien. Vous allez donc apprendre à entrer en conversation avec une ou plusieurs personnes et à vous présenter sans façon. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous entendrez comment on fait connaissance avec toutes sortes de gens dans n'importe quelle situation. Vous apprendrez des différentes façons de vous présenter et vous allez pouvoir vous présenter vous-même. Voilà Martin qui s'apprête à rencontrer des gens dans un bar. Écoutez bien.
Martin, over here.
Hello.
Hi, Rick James, remember? We met this morning in the barbershop.
Oh, of course. How are you?
Great. Come meet some of my friends.
Thanks.
Do you like your room?
It's wonderful, and I like your aunt. She's very interesting.
She is interesting, isn't she? Here we are. Listen, everybody. This is Martin. Sit here, Martin. Introduce yourselves. I'll get something to drink.
Hi, I'm Gloria. What was your name again?
Martin.
This is Jackson.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, thanks.
Here's your drink. Have you met everyone?
No, not everyone.
It's noisy, isn't it? Hey, Tony, how's the family? Are they back from their trip?
Yes, they came yesterday.
Did they like it?
They loved it.
Tony's mother and father went to Italy to see relatives. Is it hot enough for you?
Not yet. I like it much hotter. It's good for business.
Tony has boats at the lake.
What do you mean?
He has boats for rent. You know, people go to the lake on weekends and holidays.
Oh, I see.
People don't rent boats in cool weather. Have you met Lady Macbeth?
Pardon me?
Have you met Lady Macbeth?
I don't think so.
Good. Excuse me.
Yes?
Martin, this is Lady Macbeth.
I'm very happy to meet you, Lady Macbeth.
Oh, don't be formal. Call me Beth.
Is that short for Macbeth?
No, it's my real name. What was your name again?
Martin.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Dans la vie courante, quelqu'un vous présente si vous rencontrez des gens pour la première fois, mais vous pouvez facilement aussi vous présenter vous-même. Par exemple, Hello, I'm Michelle Joseph. Who are you? Et vous pouvez répondre, Hello, I'm Sidi Umar. Ou bien,
Hi, I'm Rick James.
Hello, I'm Tony.
What's your name?
Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. C'est Michel Joseph.
Bah, Michel Joseph quand même. Et Roger Muntu.
We're both here. Nous sommes tous les deux là. What's wrong with me today?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you today?
I think I'm tired.
I think you had a long day.
All right. But we are here to describe the present to make it more understandable for you. Le présent. L'action dans le présent, l'action qui est en cours, an action which is ongoing, a progressive action. Mm. Can you add anything to that, Roger?
Well, yeah, a progressive action, meaning pretty much the way the word says it, the progressive action, the action that's in progress.
In progress.
Meaning that it started, but hasn't ended yet.
It has not ended. And right. For this, we need to use the verb to be, which all of us know in English.
To be.
It's a basic. Le verbe être, to be.
To be, yeah.
And we have to conjugate that verb and then add the action verb. Mm. And what do we add at the end?
We add an ing.
Ing.
And which also some people, a friend of mine, you never said an ing, always say ing.
I-N-G.
Yeah, he never liked to say ing because it sounds like some kind of foreign language.
And sometimes, actually, when you're speaking, you don't hear ing.
Yeah, exactly. Ing. Yeah. So you said ing to make it easier.
Okay.
Some, yeah.
So we're going to warm up.
That's right. Let's warm up now.
In fact, Roger, we're not going to warm up alone.
We're not going to warm up alone?
We're going to ask our guests to warm up with us. Let's announce our guests.
Oh, we do have guests today.
A bit of music.
Yes, that's a little music for the guests.
And I think we have ladies.
Ladies' nights. Mm-hmm.
Hello. Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue. We're going to welcome our guest, Halima Touré.
Halima Touré.
Mariam Gaba from Bamako.
Mariam Gaba.
And Awa Traoré.
Awa Traoré.
My gosh, we're blessed.
We're blessed with Mali today.
They are from Mali. Everyone is from Mali.
Yep.
Ladies, let's hear from you. Hi.
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 We're really happy to have you.
Happy.
Welcome to our studio. And I can hear some birds in the background. That's kind of nice. We're going to talk about the present. The present that is progressing. So I think we're going to talk to one guest at a time.
Yeah, that'd be much easier.
So, Roger, what about welcoming Mariam Gaba?
Mariam Gaba.
Who is secretary of the English club in Bamako, is that right? Mariam?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
All right. She is where she is. I'm here. She said, yes,
I'm here. Right.
Now, Mariam, you're going to have to give us an example of what you are doing. So you're going to use a verb in the progressive. I am, and you choose the verb that you are.
I can say that I'm thinking, or I am working hard.
Okay, she's working hard.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask Halima Touré to give us an example.
Yep.
Of what she's doing right now in the present.
At this moment, yeah.
Progressive.
Okay, what I'm doing right now, I'm just learning from you.
Very good.
All right.
That's very good.
She's learning from
us. And I'm listening too.
And yes. She's listening. Excellent.
That's true, yes.
Okay. What about you, Awa Traoré?
Awa Traoré, what are you doing?